The rich tapestry of Minnesota includes music from all around the world. Nirmala Rajasekar is a world-renowned veena virtuosa, vocalist, and educator of South Indian classical music. She also composes and collaborates with a variety of artists.
My name is Nirmala Rajasekar, and I'm a South Indian Carnatic musician. India has two large, well-known forms of classical music. One is North Indian Hindustani music that Pandit Ravi Shankar with his sitar has made popular in many countries around the world. And the other is a much older form of music known as Carnatic music. And Carnatic music is one of the oldest forms of music in the world. It is a classical discipline with a very, very well-defined grammar and a strong sense of aesthetic values, and is one which is handed over from teacher to student by the oral method, the method of saying by the mouth. So it's really amazing how something that's over 2,000 years old has come through in time, and I've become one of the people that hands it over in Minnesota. I began training in Carnatic music since I was 6 years old formally, but I believe I used to sing and perform using eggplants as microphones and snake gourds as wires. These are all vegetables you find in South India, and I was always very happy to be performing, so says my mother. And I can kind of believe that because I think I'm very happy on stage. I forget everything else that happened before, and I don't even think about what's going to come after, but I just live the moment when I'm on stage completely to the fullest. In Plymouth, Minnesota, I have a small music school, or another as a center for music, where I teach. In the state, I travel quite a lot. I'm on the rosters of Young Audiences Compass, also working with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra's Connect program, teaching. As a composer, when I work, I try to do two different things. One, in collaborative projects, I try to find ways to meet the other form of art that I'm working with, whether it's Western classical music, which I did with the St. Paul Chamber, or if I did Chinese music with the Chinese musician Gao Hong, or the cellist Michelle Kinney, or with Dean McGraw, with Marcus Weiss, the tabla player. We do so many different projects. I also compose South Indian traditional music. I worked with poet Robert Bly, who's, I think, one of the world's most cherished treasures. And of course, Minnesota is his home state. And I've been privileged to work on some projects with him, trying to give a soundscape to the poetry that he works with. And my goal there was to use sounds and notes without words many times to paint the picture of the emotion of the poem and still communicate with the audiences and communicate the emotion without saying words. And of course, when the words come in, even though they are in a different language and Uncle Bly is translating in English, when I come with a different language of either notes or Hindi or Sanskrit or Braj, we have to match on the emotional level. And I'm going to be actually working on some very, very exciting new projects composing. We have what is known as the Panchatantra, which is the equivalent of the Aesop fables from India, 5,000-year-old stories. And I will be working with composer Jan Gilbert and hopefully a bunch of other people, including a storyteller, and bring to life these stories using music. The organization ArtStart and I have gone ahead with this project to take it to schools next year.
Nirmala will be performing in a special concert entitled Sublime Journey on Sunday, September 25th at the Nath Auditorium in the Hindu Temple of Minnesota in Maple Grove.
And then my next concert in town is September 25th, which is part of a tour that I will be doing of North America with Pandit Ravi Shankar's disciple, very well-known sitar player Gaurav Majumdar. The veena, which is the southern counterpart of the North Indian sitar, very rarely come together because of tuning challenges. This is one of those rare occasions, and it will be a very exciting evening.
This is Dixie Trichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.